WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Two new Fringe films, hot off the film festival circuit, are opening in theaters around the country. Both are first features by new directors and won prizes at Cannes. Our film critic John Power says they're among the best films to be released this year.
There's a kind of movie the French make better than anyone else. Sharply observed character studies that suggest large truths about human nature. In The Dream Life of Angels, Eric Zonka tells the story of two charismatic women struggling against the drab fate that society has assigned them. Elodie Boucher plays Issa, a 20-year-old who wanders through provincial France with her life in a tattered backpack. Unsure of where she's heading, she remains unfailingly optimistic, even when selling handmade postcards on the street. In the northern city of Lille, she befriends Marie, played by Natasha Regnier, a morose, withdrawn loner who shares her sense of being an outsider. But while the sunny Issa will stoically do whatever it takes to survive, Marie yearns to escape the working class and her own bottled-up nature. She throws herself into a hopeless affair with Chris, a cocksure nightclub owner who looks like a Tibetan bodybuilder. When The Dream Life of Angels premiered at Cannes last year, it was hailed as a revelation. In fact, the movie travels ground familiar from Agnès Varda's Vagabond and Claude Garreta's The Lacemaker. Yet that doesn't stop it from being miles better than any of the much-publicized American indies that show at Sundance. Zonka captures the scruffy poetry of blue-collar Lille, showing us the lonely world of the disenfranchised, where solidarity is forever at war with self-preservation. And though his star-crossed finale tries too hard to make a big social statement, everything else is rooted in a complex sense of character, even the love scenes. Marie is drawn to rough sex with Chris because his bedroom violence breaks through the wall she erects against the world. For all its handheld grittiness, the movie has a strange glamour. Cinematographer Agnès Godard bathes the stars in tender light, and Zonka observes even their smallest gestures with an adoring eye. The bubbly dark Boucher steals our hearts as Issa. She's the French actress of the moment. While the tense blonde Regnier gives the exasperating Marie a riveting self-absorption. The two make an enthralling pair of street angels, and their chemistry led them to share the Best Actress prize at both Cannes and at the European Film Awards. Few movies so realistically convey the ebb and flow of women's friendship, how it's often born of shared alienation, how it can rise to the intensity of romantic love, and how painfully it can melt away when a man comes on the scene. As honest as it is, The Dream Life of Angels looks positively sentimental next to Gaspar Noé's I Stand Alone, a savagely brilliant character study that's definitely not for the faint of heart. It's like a French version of Taxi Driver, but far more honest and incomparably blacker. It takes us inside the mind of an unemployed middle-aged butcher, ferociously acted by Philippe Nahon, who hates foreigners, women, homosexuals, and France itself, which he terms a land of cheese and Nazi lovers. The butcher's whole life is an inner monologue of hatred that recalls the scabrous nihilism of Céline. I would be remiss if I didn't warn you that the movie is profoundly disturbing. It contains a glimpse of hardcore sex, some genuinely harrowing violence, and comes punctuated with the random bang of gunfire. At one point, there's even a flashing sign that warns, "You have 30 seconds to leave the cinema." Noé's use of such a technique isn't simply a trick or evil joke. Rather, his confrontational style is designed to shake us out of our spectatorial detachment, to make us feel what it's like to be trapped inside a mind worrying with the vile thoughts and emotions that most of us have learned to overcome, or at least suppress. The movie succeeds triumphantly in capturing the anger, disgust, resentment, and even misanthropy that boil inside this butcher, that drive him to pack a gun, and yet have odd pangs of love for his mentally ill daughter. Last summer, a friend and I saw I Stand Alone, and then headed straight to a screening of Saving Private Ryan. As we left the theater after watching all that World War II bloodshed, a Hollywood guy in front of us enthused, "That's the most powerful movie I've ever seen." "That's funny," my friend said. "It's not even the most powerful movie I've seen in the last 4 hours."
John Powers is film critic for Vogue and Fresh Air.